There are so many Rashis in the Torah that are based on Midrashim. Medrash Rabbah, Tanchuma, other Midrashim, many of them. Not always does Rashi quote the Manda Amar, the person who stated this stuff in the Medrash. Here, in this week's Parsha, there's a famous Rashi quoting a Medrash that becomes famous as well from Rav Acha. Rav Acha said that the Sichas and Shalav De'Avas, the words of Chulin, the storytelling of the servants of the forefathers, are even better than Torah. Even better than the words of the Torah itself. Why? Because here in this week's Parsha, everyone knows Parsha's Perakov Dalet is a repetition. There's the live events that occur as Eliezer was traveling and as Eliezer met Rivka and all the story that occurred. And then when Eliezer met Rivka's family, he repeated the entire story. The Torah repeated the entire story. I mean, the Torah took his prime real estate and had a repetition of the entire events. Why would it do that? When it comes to so many halachas, we learn it out from an extra vav or an extra hey or a little bit of a diyuk. And yet here it's enumerated at length. The answer is, Rav Acha says, to know the value of the words of our Ovis. It happens to be, interestingly, that there's another Rav Acha on this week's Parsha that Rashi does not quote, probably why it's not so famous. In the repetition of the story, not everything was repetition. At one point, Eliezer comes into the house, and it says when he enters the house, him and his servants wash their feet. Right before the story begins, right before Eliezer says, I'm not going to actually eat before I repeat the entire conversation, which Rav Acha says his idea on. Rav Acha has something right before that. Rav Acha says, you know how valuable the washing of the feet of the Avdei Avos is? That the Torah spent time telling you about it. The Torah told us Eliezer washed his feet. Obviously, it's an important thing. The question is going to be, okay, the Torah is saying it, Rav Acha is pointing it out, but what is so important about teaching us that Eliezer washed his feet? Where else do you see people washing their feet? Well, everyone knows right away, the three angels that came to Avram. Avram Avinu did not let them into his house. He told them to stay outside, and he took water and washed their feet. He told them to take water and wash their feet. Why? So Rashi says there, because there was something called Avodizara of the dust of the earth, and Avram Avinu did not want that Avodizara in his house. So Avram Avinu had them outside his house, and then he told them, okay, wash your feet. Wash your feet means cleanse yourself from idolatry before you enter my home. And Rashi points out, when it came to light let them walk into the house with the dust on their feet. So there's a concept of dust on the feet being idolatrous. Okay, so now we have a chiddush. Eliezer washed his feet later on, but we see dust that could be idolatrous, but what is this idolatry going on? What is this? So the commentators want to point out like this. There's something to the idea of people having koichiv atzim yadi. We are in control. Our feet take us where we want to go. We stand on our two feet. Our success is based on us. Everything is based on us. That's called the Avodah Zarah of the dust of the feet. It means you go where you want to go, you accomplish what you want to accomplish, you stand on your own accomplishments. Avraham Avinu didn't believe in this. He realized everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Avraham Avinu told them right away, the Arabs, stay outside and wash off your feet before you come into the house here. Same thing with Eliezer. Eliezer here was on a miraculous journey. He flew on a flying carpet, came there in literally no time, kritza derech. He makes a vow, and 3 seconds later, Rivka shows up, as he's not even finished the vow. Miracles are curling all around, and now he's about to enter the home. And he turns to his trusted servants, and himself as well, and says, you know what? Wash our feet to avoid zara. Don't start thinking that this has anything to do with our merits, our schosam, our ability. No, all comes from above. All comes from Hashem. And therefore, right away, Eliezer says, before we go into this house, let's wash our feet before we start the conversation and realize we have no power here. Whatever we're going to say, the right words come out to make a shidduch happen, only because Hashem is going to place those words in the mouth, the right words to be said. As we know from every shidduch in the world, the right thing is said at the right time. And that's what he said. That's what Rav Acha was saying. By the way, the value of Eliezer washing his feet was so important that the Torah is going to stress it for us, even today. We have to know that in general, to remind ourselves, to rid ourselves of the Avodah Zarah, that we still have a little bit among our midst today. It's not exactly the dust on our feet, but the psychology behind it, the reasoning behind it, that we believe we stand on our own 2 feet and it's all our own accomplishments and everything like that, is something we have to work on to eradicate among us.